This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Invoking what he termed the fierce urgency of now, David Walls, the community coordinator for MoveOn.org Sonoma County, opened a noon-hour public rally in downtown Santa Rosa yesterday, focused on the twin causes of health care reform and combating climate change. Santa Rosa City Councilmember Veronica Jacoby was among the local elected officials who spoke, observing that global warming is not an abstract concept, but a potent force that holds the power to wreak dramatic change throughout our region.
Future generations are going to have 110 degree temperatures 30 or 40 times a year. That's what will happen if we don't address this issue soon and in a big way.
Jacoby and others urged public support for the American Clean Energy and Security Act that recently passed the House of Representatives. And if possible, they urged it be strengthened to include even higher targets for new renewable power sources. But Barry Cogbill, a board member of Solar Sonoma County, noted that this area is forging ahead without waiting for congressional action.
At Solar Sonoma County, we have a goal of 25 megawatts of new solar energy by December of 2011. 25 megawatts is about 150,000 new solar panels installed producing clean energy. An average house has maybe 20 solar panels, and we need 150,000. We have a tall order in front of us, and we can do it, and we will do it.
Kathleen Schaefer, a city council member from Sebastopol, gladly accepted plaudits for her city's solar initiatives, but she addressed her remarks instead to a defense of President Obama's health care reform efforts.
We cannot control the country's fiscal health without health insurance reform. The stability and the security that comes with knowing that you can get treatment if you need it, and that's a right. That's not a privilege just because you can afford it. Health care coverage is a right, and we should all have it.
David Walls agreed, although he expressed disappointment that advocates of a single-payer health care system had not been part of the administration's policy considerations. Still, he said, the so-called public option that is being advocated represents a good first step.
Single payer would have a larger number of people covered immediately, and there would be lower administrative costs for the system overall. But I think it may be the best we can do to get a partial step towards single payer in the direction of a strong public option. As Dr. Howard Dean says, we already have that for people 65 and over. It's called Medicare.
Throughout the hour-long rally in Old Courthouse Square, there were repeated references to the next generations and the difficulties they will face if proactive measures are not taken quickly. Today's youth are paying close attention, added West County Supervisor Efren Carrillo. He recounted his experience at a recent visit with elementary school students in Forestville.
They wanted to talk to me about clean energy. They wanted to talk to me about electric cars. They wanted to talk to me about health care for all. They wanted to talk to me about composting. And to me, that's encouraging, to speak to a group of kids in elementary school, educating our policymakers on what they care about.
Those concerns were shared by the modest crowd that clustered in the shade at the midday event, most of them adults who were repeatedly urged to write, call, or email legislators and make their sentiments known. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.